Welcome to the You're in Charge podcast, prioritizing your self-care without sacrifice. I'm your host, Heather Dumas, healthy lifestyle strategist, owner and founder of HD Transformations Coaching Company. I am passionate about helping you juggle all the balls and look and feel like a badass doing it. Over the last couple of weeks, I've talked a lot about sleep and a little bit about food and how it affects your sleep. But today I really want to go down that rabbit hole with you because I bet you don't realize that the secret to your blissful night's sleep, to you waking up feeling awesome, might just be in what you're eating in your salad, maybe eating a banana. The world of micronutrients, which I mentioned a couple weeks ago, it's huge and it really, really drastically affects how you feel, how your body functions. And it's not something we talk about. We talk about macros, the protein, the fat, and the carbs all the time. It is all anyone talks about. But the micronutrients are the ones that are really behind the scenes affecting everything from how your metabolism works to how you sleep and how your brain is functioning or not functioning. So today I want to tell you about a few and see if maybe if I can change your mind about what you're going to eat for lunch today. So micronutrients, they are minerals, they are vitamins, they are the little things like magnesium, like iron. And I'm sure that you've heard, you know, that women often are iron, low in iron, can be anemic. That kind of stuff can actually really affect your sleep. It causes insomnia, restless legs. If you've ever like not been able to sleep because your legs are restless, you might need some magnesium in your life. Magnesium is amazing. It does hundreds of things in our body. And it's one thing that I would recommend every single person supplement with. It affects your digestion. It affects your sleep. It affects your moods. It affects everything. And it's basically the relaxation mineral. It helps with muscle cramps. It helps with, like I said, restless legs. It does everything that you could need to relax. So if you're constipated, it helps to relax your bowels. If you have high stress, it helps you to bring your mood down. If you are anxious, it helps you to calm down. So it's found in a lot of things. It's in so many different things like leafy greens, nuts, seeds, but it's hard to eat enough. It's hard to eat enough of anything anymore because of how our food is sourced, how it's grown, how it's picked well before it's ripe and then put on a truck and put on a train and put in the grocery store so it looks really pretty and it's sprayed with wax so it's shiny, but it doesn't have the nutrients you need. And while I'm a huge advocate for whole foods, while I'm a huge advocate for eating as much of your nutrients as you can, you do need to supplement. Magnesium is one of those that it's very hard unless you are eating, you know, big salads every meal, you're eating tons of nuts and seeds, you might get enough, but it never hurts, right? You can have too much, but you'll know because everything in your body will relax, meaning your bowels. So you'll know. Let me interrupt for a second to talk about blood sugar. Blood sugar is the thing that is causing all the problems for most people. If your blood sugar is too high, you probably know it gives you diabetes, but what you don't know is that it can also lead to a whole host of other issues. There are ways to fix it. You can get on drugs, you can do all kinds of things, or you can take some supplements. One of the supplements is alpha-lipoic acid. What it does is it combats that high blood sugar. It is an antioxidant and it helps with nerve function. And if you take it, then you don't have the insulin issues. Your body will release fat. You'll feel better. You'll look better. Your brain will be functioning. All things good. So before you go jump on meds, try this out. Alpha-lipoic acid. It's available on my website. Now back to the conversation. But iron, zinc, those are two others that are super important and they help you sleep. Iron deficiencies are linked with a lot of disrupted sleep patterns and can really, having enough iron can help your circadian rhythm, which is your body's internal clock, right? We actually have a lot of different circadian rhythms and not circadian rhythms. We have a lot of different cycles and rhythms within our body, whether it's our menstrual cycle or a sleep cycle, and even how our brain cleans itself is on a cyclical is cyclical. That's the word I was thinking of. Everything is cyclical in our body. And iron and zinc help with those cycles to be consistent and steady and predictable. And our body likes predictable. Our body really does not like surprises. A study that was published in the Journal of Sleep Research found that zinc supplementation really helps with insomnia and sleep onset, like falling asleep. So if you don't already supplement with iron and zinc and you're having trouble sleeping, you might want to consider that. Obviously, you can get those in your food as well. Those leafy greens, they're good for that too. Vitamins. Now, we all have heard, like the multivitamin is important, but that has all this other stuff in it, right? But really understanding vitamins B and D will help you sleep. So, vitamin B is your energy vitamin. If you don't have the energy during the day, then obviously you're tired, right? But have you ever noticed how you're really tired, but you can't fall asleep? It's really weird, right? That our body, it needs vitamin B because it produces, that makes our body produce serotonin. Serotonin then turns into melatonin. So instead of supplement, oh my gosh, my words. Instead of supplementing with melatonin, try supplementing with vitamin B. You'll have more energy during the day, and then your body will create its own melatonin so you can sleep at night. And vitamin D also helps with sleep. It's been linked to a lot of things like sleep disturbances and waking up in the middle of the night and not getting as deep a sleep at night. And vitamin D comes from the sun. Most of us know that. But even if you live in a sunny climate, you're oftentimes not outside enough to get that amount of vitamin D that your body needs. And those of us that live in farther north of the equator or farther south of the equator, if you're talking about the land down under, you may not get enough sun. And you may not have the opportunity to even have the sun in the sky, even if you went outside all day long. When, especially in the wintertime, you don't get that sun. So almost every single person needs a supplement with vitamin D3. If there were a magic pill, there isn't, but if there were, it would be vitamin D. Vitamin D is responsible for everything good, your strong bones, a good mood, and a great immune system. It does more things than anything else that I can think of in our body, and 90% of us are deficient. I don't care how much time you have in the sun. I promise you, unless you are living that beach life, which you're not, because you wouldn't be listening to this, you would be happy and relaxed and not need my help. Vitamin D is the magic pill. Vitamin D is what everyone needs. You can get more of it on my website. Take it every day. You'll feel amazing. So, vitamin D, magnesium, iron, zinc, vitamin B. Six specifically, they all help you sleep. And they do come in whole foods. Obviously, that's where we want to get them first. But I wish that you could just eat all your food and we could all just like, if I had it my way, I would have a greenhouse and I would have a ranch and I would grow my own food and have my own chickens and all that kind of stuff. But in reality, we have to live in cities. Some of us, we don't have that opportunity. So that's where supplementing comes in. And you have to be careful with supplements. I've said it a million times. I will say it a million times more. It's not a regulated industry. So you have to know where it's coming from and you have to be able to trust that what's that people say is in it is actually in it. You need third party lab tested, sustainable, like not sustainably sourced. That's up to you. That's a choice, but it's important to me. So finding the right supplements, that's why I have my own supplement line. If you didn't know, I do. I have magnesium, I have vitamin B3, I have vitamin D3, sorry, B6, D3, iron, zinc, all of those. And I have them because I take them myself, because my clients need them, and because you need them. So in addition to eating whole foods, in addition to getting sleep and exercise, you might need to supplement. And that supplement may actually help with your sleep and your exercise, because if you don't sleep well, you don't have the energy to exercise, your body's not repairing itself at night. It's all connected. Weird how that happens. So if you find that you are not sleeping well and you have tried all the things, maybe it's what you're eating. If you're curious to know more about this, if you want to dive into it, please join me in my upcoming workshop. We're going all about nutrition, sleep, how they go together. I'm going to look at your specific situation, give you some specific advice, and help you to sleep better, feel better during the day, and all the things like the badass you are. So I hope you'll join me. And remember that you are in charge. You're in charge of what you eat. You're in charge of how you sleep. And you can affect that in a positive way if you so choose. Thank you so much for joining me today. Remember, you're in charge. You're the only one who can create the life and the body you desire. You and only you. I'm here to guide you. I'm here to cheer you on and occasionally to give you the kick in the ass you need to make it happen. But at the end of the day, it's up to you. If you found value in today's episode, please hit subscribe. It'll bring all the newest episodes to the top of your list. You won't have to worry about it. One less thing. And I would love for you to share it with your most stressed out, frazzled friend. She needs it even more than you do. If you have a question or a topic that you'd like me to cover, reach out, shoot me a message on any of the socials or directly on my website. I would love to hear your idea, your question, and I'm always looking for new ones. Until next time, keep being the badass you are, and remember, you are in charge.